Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In today's episode, David finishes his Bible study from the book of James, reading from verse 12 of chapter 5. As we reflect on this passage, we are reminded how honesty, prayer, and community are interconnected in the Christian journey. Let's strive to be people of integrity, committed to a life of prayer, and supportive community, drawing inspiration from the timeless wisdom found in these verses. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
Brethren, don't swear, either by anything in heaven or earth. Don't so live that you have to confirm what you say by some reference to heaven or earth. He says, be very straightforward in your speech, and says, let your yes be yes and your no, no. In other words, be straightforward. Do what you say. Do what you say. I referred earlier to the fact that we have an expression in England that is, don't just talk the talk, you've got to walk the walk. You've got to live the way you speak. And if we live the way we speak, our lives will be the evidence and the witness. Otherwise, he just warns you'll come into condemnation. Then we come on to the exciting part, and this is one reason why this page is so worn. Verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Any merry? Let him sing psalms. This is an exhortation to be comforted. If you are afflicted, look, I've been afflicted. You know I've had cancer that would have killed me twice, once in my throat and the other time in my lung. I was in prison and they threatened that I would die in there. And I also, if you know my life, there were four actual literal attempts to assassinate me. Yeah, I'm serious. With guns. And on one occasion, they did kill one of the people in there. That's why he's saying, if you're afflicted, pray. If you're merry, let them sing songs. And then in verse 14, the comfort. Any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. There's absolutely no question. Healing is part of the ministry in the church. And I find that, sadly, this is one of the most neglected parts. There are so many churches who do not actually believe in these miracles, in the power of prayer to heal the sick. Because it says, if the sick people call for the elders of the church, anoint him with oil and pray, and that prayer will see a miracle. Come on, we need to bring the miraculous back into the church. It says the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. And not only that, if he's committed sin, they'll be forgiven him. I can remember under communism, when I was in the Ukraine, one time they smuggled me over the border into, I think it was Moldova. I needed a separate visa for Moldova and I didn't have one. They hid me in the back of a car and took me over. And we had a glorious open air meeting preaching the gospel. But one thing which I'll never forget is that amongst the people, there was a young woman in her 20s and she was blind. And she was crying and crying. And she came to me for prayer, and despite the fact I was praying, she was still crying. And I had to look at her and say, look, if you believe the scripture, she was a Christian, she was a member of the church. And I said, If you believe the scripture, you know you're going to be healed. Why are you crying? I said you should be laughing in faith. She took my advice. She stopped crying. I prayed again, and God gloriously healed her and opened her eyes. And I found out that the particular church that she was in had condemned her because they said that she was blind because of her sin. The Bible doesn't say that. It actually says, if you're a sinner and God heals you, your sin is forgiven. And that girl went away rejoicing. Yes, she was totally healed. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you can be healed. So that healing is a total ministry, but I believe that that particular healing is not necessarily physical healing. I think it's mental healing. It's because if you can get rid of the burden of the faults, the problems, the mistakes in your life, and you pray together, instead of condemning, you know, so many churches, they condemn and they criticize, they want to throw people out because of their mistakes. No. Pray together. And that person, even with mental breakdown and with physical, psychological problems, will be restored. We need to restore the backslider, restore the ones that have failed, not throw them out. And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails. And you know, I love preaching on that because in the original Greek, it's not just effectual, fervent. It's the powerful prayer. It's the actual word used in the Greek is dunamis. And we translate that as dynamite or dynamo. And so the dynamic prayer of a righteous man will avail. But we need that dynamic prayer. And it says in verse 17, Elijah was a man subject to passions as we are. He prayed earnestly and it stopped raining. And then after 3.5 years, he prayed again and the rain came back. That was a powerful miracle that convinced the king of God's power. And in verse 19, if any of you err from the truth and one convert him, let him know with he who converts the backslider from the error of his way will save a soul from death. But you see here, I must come back because this actually, I've preached on this so much, the effectual fervent prayer. I listen to people praying. I've learned how to pray effectively and with power and with authority. And that's what I want you to understand. That works. Prayer works. God answers prayer. And I'll tell you more next time I talk to you. God bless you.
Because of the ongoing war in Ukraine, the need for humanitarian and spiritual aid persists. Your contributions play a crucial role in sustaining our ongoing efforts to distribute essential resources to those facing adversity. After more than 70 years of ministry, David Hathaway has proved that God answers prayer. Through his book, The Power of Faith, David wants to show how you too can live in the fullness of the power of God. God's fire has been burning in David's soul, a passion to see the power of God demonstrated on earth. And he wants to pass this fire, this passion, onto you. This book is the amazing testimony of the faith which has sustained him all his life. And a demonstration of what God can do through you when you believe and act in faith. Order David's book, The Power of Faith, by visiting our website. eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.